God is our refuge. Comforting Thoughts for the New Year by Sheila Kopp. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. There you go. Even back in ancient times, with the psalmists themselves, they entertained the thought of the earth being removed and the mountains shaking and going into the sea, the waters roaring and swelling. Sounds like a cataclysmic event to me. Sounds like us, doesn't it? We imagine things like this happening to us in our time today. We even have movies going further and putting into pictures what we have not even thought of. At least I have not even thought of. Like planets colliding with us on this earth, and so on and so forth, to even immobilize us in fear. We get our imagination going to a point where we start thinking of a way of escape and salvation. Some people, I have heard, dig up holes in the ground and make a bomb shelter. Some stock up on food. Some move off to the mountains up in the western side of America for shelter. Even my own husband had talked about moving up there too, just in case. But thank God for the true answer to all these fears and dreads. God, Himself. Again, He is the only source of salvation. There's no one else who is going to save us and comfort us when a cataclysmic event like we imagine happens. I want to be connected to Him. It's good to prepare for all these calamities, I suppose. But in the end, I want God to be my salvation. I want to have peace in the process. And actually, on that note, I don't even want to worry about it, period. If there's really going to be a terrible thing that's going to happen, I would like to make sure first He's going to be there for me, and I hear His voice. I want to know whether I live or die, He's going to be there for me. Because can you imagine trying to save yourself when something terrible happens and you don't hear the voice of God or His assurances? I mean, talk about fear indeed. Anyway, all this getting myself worked up is foolish and stressful. I do not like it at all. I'd rather have peace with the Lord. And then I'd rather pray He shows me whether I should prepare for it or not. I remember one day I was going nuts about the possibilities of disasters. And you know what the Lord told me? All is well. Meaning He is still in control and there's nothing to be worrying myself about. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we see that the psalmist himself had that assurance. He said, we're not going to be afraid, even if the earth is removed and the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea. Talk about confidence in God. Imagine the earth being removed and mountains going into the midst of the sea and having confidence we're going to be all right. Well, that's how it should be. We should not be worrying about what-ifs and getting ourselves all worked up. God is in control. God will be our refuge and our strength. He will not leave us nor forsake us. And anyway, didn't He say in the book of Matthew 6:34, not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself? He said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, Why do we worry? I don't know. It must be because it's a human nature to try to survive. But see, the Lord knows we want to survive. That's why he wants us to look to Him. I pray that in this new year of 2017, we will look to God as the answer to all of our fears and worries. For only through Him will we find perfect peace. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.